I'm going to add another layer of conflict here. Actually working with clients. Now, both of you work with a number of different types of clients, right? One of my favorite design quotes that goes to show a big mindset difference amongst your possible clients and designers is this one. It was by Henry Ford, one of his most famous quotes. If I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse, right? This is him designing the automobile. I think this sort of brings us nicely into a conversation about explaining what user experience is to a company. So you guys work with multinational companies, local Indian brands. You work with large companies that are making their first foray into India, into this cluttered, highly price sensitive, highly time sensitive market that is India. So we'll start with Saurabh now. Saurabh, what do you make of how do clients understand UX? Do they understand building UX based on your users or based on your demographics?
So, Umang, great question. And first off, I want to thank Henry Ford for actually saying that, you know, that statement. If I'd asked people what they wanted, they'd said faster horses. Now, whether he said it or not, I think, you know, that's really helped me to talk about UX to clients, to explain the essence of how you really understand audience. And for me, there's an interesting aspect to that quote, and that is that understanding users is not just about asking them what they want, right? Because if you just ask them, then they'll give you an answer that you probably won't find your design solution. So the way I've understood that is that experiencing the user is user experience, not just asking the user. There's a big difference between those two things, because when you experience the user, you actually spend the right time, you employ the right tools to actually understand what they're saying, what they're not saying, their context, their environment, their body language, and then derive the needs from that, rather than just taking the faster horse and building the faster horse, instead of going behind those two words and understanding what does that really mean. And you know, this is something that, of course, we deal a lot with in our work with clients in India and abroad. You know, so a lot of times that I've seen is, you know, when user centricity or user experience design is a new strategic imperative in a company, their first understanding of it is a bit surface level. So they will take everything that a user says at face value, literally, and decide to implement that. So if the user says, hey, I like tabs, they will make that as a strategic imperative for the design team that you should use tabs because the user had said so. This is a complete misunderstanding of user-centered design. Because at the core of this misunderstanding lies the truth that users are not designers. Users will just maybe talk about their problems in a not so articulate way. And it's our job to derive the right solution from it. So it's a battle that we continue to fight. Some clients are more mature in the understanding than others. But I don't think it's an India versus abroad problem. I think it can happen anywhere in the world.
We will talk about that in detail, the India versus abroad angle, because I have a bone to pick with that statement you just said, Saurabh. Premankan, I'll just segue to you now. Can you talk a little bit about your experiences of your client saying that I know better than my user?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to jump off of a point that Saurabh made towards the very end of his statement, which was about maturity. And I think a lot of times what I've realized in my career so far is it comes down, and this is both interactions with clients as well as other designers and other people in the industry. It's a matter of sort of a design maturity. And oftentimes what tends to happen is product design still being relatively nascent. And we will come back to this when we talk about India versus international markets when operating in design. I think what tends to happen oftentimes is a cursory understanding of human centricity and human-centered design principles actually leads to bigger problems. Human-centered design, thanks to design thinking workshops being dime a dozen, have sort of become a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. And sometimes what that leads to that becoming that example that Saurav gave, my user says they use tabs, so let's tabs are now imperative to our design. What tends to happen is you start taking things on face value without actually diving deep enough. And this is something I would say pretty honestly, a large majority of my interactions with clients actually involve sitting down. Okay, so this is what your problem is. Now, let me tell you, I think that this is what you think your problem is, while your problem could be something very left field from what you're discussing right now, because we are just looking at the problem from here's what my user has said the problem is. And there are many factors that go into it, all the way from users not always knowing and being able to articulate what the problem is, all the way to, and I've been part of research studies and usability tests and stuff where sometimes people just don't say what they actually do, right? I won't say it's lying, but it's not. Sometimes it's masking the obvious, other times it's not being entirely truthful, but sometimes a lot of the aspirational aspects of things come into the conversation, whereas trying to shy away from deeper systemic issues. Things like being able to say that this app needs to be faster instead of saying I need to pay for a faster internet. It's just things like that. And I'm just using a very stereotype example here, but this scales. So when it comes to asking people for what they need, sometimes it's not about asking people what they need as much as asking people, what are you working with today and what are the problems that you're facing? And then just diving deep enough into it so that you get to the crux of the problem instead of a superficial, oh, wait, just give me faster horses.
You know, just to add to that, sorry, Umang, you know, to what Premankan said, in fact, I would go a step further. It's, and I would say that it's not even about asking people what they need. I read a quote which said, user experience is about being a great host who predicts what people need even before they need it. And I think that's really the aspiration for a good user experience. That
getting into anticipation.
Get into design. Need predictability to a point where you don't have to ask that question. Right, you are observing your user behavior so closely and you are so tuned to being user-centered that becomes almost preemptive rather than reactive.